1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. The WGCH National News Report on the hour at hour at 8. I'll be back with our top local stories at 8:05. WGCH Sioux Center Time 7:52, fourth Thursday of each month, joined by State Representative Hector Arzino of Greenwich. Good morning, Representative. Welcome. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Tony. Doing very well. I am here in Hartford.
All right. Well, we've got less than 2 weeks to go before your first legislative session ends. How are things going with the budget negotiations? Will we have an on-time budget?
We will have, I believe. I am sure, as I said it before, Tony, I am very optimistic. We are working hard, very hard, to finalize a budget in the coming days, and we expect to vote on it sometime next week. I'll repeat. We expect to be voting on it sometime next week. And this budget is continues to all the policies that we saw in prior years, plus will be delivering the largest tax cut in state history with personal income tax cuts, the earned income tax credits at its highest level in history, and even more regular income won't be subject to state taxes. We will deliver a balanced budget within all the fiscal guardrails, and I mentioned that before, that we continue early this season. We are under the spending cap, and we will be passing a budget without gimmicks. And our spending priorities will include the more support for our nonprofits providers who serve our most vulnerable residents, and especially people and residents with IDD. Intellectual development disabilities. We are helping state colleges, our state colleges and universities to recover from the pandemic. We are helping them to stabilize tuition and to provide more student loan relief. So, I mean, I am very pleased to what we are seeing. I think that things are moving along very, very well in the negotiations, so I mean, very, very optimistic that we will be passing a good budget.
All right. Now, there are a number of budget proposals on the table. What do you foresee happening? Will one of those be adopted? Will there be kind of a blending of them, or how do you think that will proceed?
I believe, Tony, we work, as you know, this is a negotiation process. We are under the leadership of an excellent governor that has done a terrific job for our state. We work very close with him. I admire him. He's a leader, and he showed it during the pandemic. We have an excellent relationship with the ranking members in the House. We talk to them, we negotiate, we debate things. So I think that will be the budget that we all be very pleased with.
All right. What about other bills coming out of your committees and other bills of note?
Bills are coming along well. Still, I think that the next 2 weeks we will be busy, Tony. In environment, yesterday we passed the extended producer responsibilities. We call it the tire bill. As you may know, this is a bill that had been tried in prior sessions without much success. I mean, it's not a perfect bill. Was a 4-hour discussion yesterday, debate, but finally we passed it, and it's a work in the right direction. Education, we pass the bill concerning the revisions on the education statutes. I mean, very pleased with that bill too. In that bill, let me review a few things here. Let me see where I am here. I mean, we extended the age for kindergarten. We are looking into and reviewing the teacher's performance assessment system. We are looking and and reviewing with them, with teachers, how we can help the retention of teachers in the system. And as I said, in this budget, we will be seeing financing that bill had not passed yet, and we expected to see it within the next few weeks, 2 weeks too, and which will be the most important bill in education that we probably saw over the last few sessions.
And then finally, Representative, what was your reaction to, there was a lot of news this week about the Yale University study on the pension reform woes of the pension fund, I should say, and the performance of that over the last 10 years or so?
I mean, as we know in the country, a few years ago, and we have to see what happened in Europe and in many other countries around the world. You know, the debate between defined distribution versus defined contribution, the state had been moving ahead of time in combining systems, going to hybrid systems, and that is basically the way that we are moving. We will be moving probably at the federal level, at the state levels. Social Security is in good shape. It's a great system, and but most likely, I am not sure if I will be seeing them. But in years ahead, they will be suffering changes too.
All right. Well, you got a few years to go before that, Mr. Orzino. I appreciate your time this morning. Take care. Have yourself a good Memorial Day weekend. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and we will see you around, Tony.
All right. That is State Representative Hector Orzino joins me the fourth Thursday of each month here on the Morning News Center.